Well, I was down in Jackson County when the storm hit, and I think everyone who's out of power pretty much saw those powerful winds and the lightning that came through Sunday afternoon, early evening. And as I was watching it on the radar screen, it seemed to correlate where those heaviest winds were with where we're seeing the most outages across our service territory.
Okay, and specifically, what areas are those?
Well, in Ingham County, we've got just over 7,200 customers affected. And in Dansville, we've got nearly 900 customers. Now, that doesn't sound a lot because I'm going to say some higher numbers, but there's fewer than 1,000 customers for us in the Dansville area, so that was heavily impacted. In Eaton Rapids, we're still seeing 1,266 customers experiencing an interruption in electric service. And Mason is a real big one. That's where, when that storm passed over, they were talking about the possibilities were high for the tornadoes there, and we've got more than 5,000 customers still affected there. And in the Springport area, not too far away, we've got just over 1,000 customers still impacted there as well.
So specifically, what did the storm do?
It caused a lot of damage. You know, you get those high winds, and you mix that with the saturated soils that we already have, and you're going to see trees coming over. And we saw a lot of trees snapped, saw a lot of trees tip over, and what that does is get into our electric lines, and that breaks our poles. And that causes the outages to take longer to restore because we have to rebuild a lot of our system when you get a lot of the destruction like that one that we see when you get those high winds.
All right. Beyond the down power lines and telephone poles, any major transformers damaged?
Nope. We've got, you know, early in the storm, we get the larger customers brought back on. When the storm is first hitting, our priority is safety. We want to get to those down wires, make those areas safe. And then when we get our restoration process going, we're looking at getting critical services brought up first, such as police, fire, hospitals, that sort of things. And then we look at getting those high volume of customers brought back on in the shortest amount of time. So when you have a whole circuit lockout that might affect 1,200 customers, it's nice if you don't have a lot of damage down line. If you get a fuse, a trip in the substation, it takes a lot less labor to bring those on. So those are the ones we bring up the soonest. After that, you get down into the trenches where you're having to get the trees off the lines. You have to put up new poles. You have to replace a lot of the cross arms, and that's where we're at right now, where you might have 100 or one customer affected per repair that you have to make to get the power restored.
All right, Terry, I've got an email here. Ask the consumer's guy why it's taking as long as Thursday to get this up and running.
Well, we've been working around the clock to get power restored, so we're out there right now just because it might be Thursday before we get the last customer brought on. You may get power sooner than that. And I've touched on the reasons is because it takes longer when you have so much physical labor you have to perform in order to restore power. Our crews get out there and they see that we have a lot of trees down. You can't start replacing poles and restringing wire when you still got the trees on there. So we call in the forestry crews to come do their work before we can begin the process of rebuilding and restoring electric service.
All right, Terry, for folks who are around down power lines or who have lost their power and haven't been in contact with you, who do they call?
If there's a down wire, they may not, you know, think to remember our phone number, so they can call 911 for that. If they can remember our number, they're by a phone, can write this down. Our phone number is 1-800-477-5050, and down power line priority, we will get to those as soon as we can. And the other thing to remember is assume that they're energized, stay away from them. That's the main thing.
All right. Thanks so much, Terry. We'll talk with you again soon. Appreciate your time.
All right. Very welcome.